Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jane, not her real name, testifying against Sean Combs under a pseudonym, a moniker, describes terrifying, violent episodes about her boyfriend when he doesn't get his way. Will the jury believe her? Joining us, Nicole Parton, standing by with the latest.
Nancy, more shocking testimony as Sean Diddy Combs' ex-girlfriend, referred to as Jane, took the stand and remembered the disturbing events surrounding the music mogul's alleged assault of former partner Cassie Ventura. Jane, who was in bed with Combs when the infamous 2016 assault video surfaced online, described the very eerie atmosphere as Combs and his team scrambled to control the damaging situation. According to Jane, Combs went into damage control mode, attempting to craft a, quote, sincere apology regarding the video, which appeared to show him chasing, kicking, and striking Ventura. But Jane said she was completely, quote, underwhelmed by Combs' eventual public apology, saying there was no heart there and ultimately expressing disappointment in his response. However, Jane's testimony took an even more disturbing turn as she detailed a recent alleged violent incident with Combs. On June 18, 2024, Jane said she was with Combs and they got into an argument during a date night at home where she accused him of being with a much younger woman during a recent family vacation. Jane alleged that Combs then physically assaulted her, choking, punching, kicking, and dragging her by the hair, actions that mirrored the assault on Cassie Ventura. She claimed Combs later instructed her to take drugs and engage in sexual acts with another person, in which she described as an act of coercion. The court was shown evidence of Jane's injuries, including a bruised eye and welts on her forehead. As the cross-examination approaches, the trial promises to delve deeper into the troubling allegations against Combs, who has pleaded not guilty to charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. We will keep you posted as this trial unfolds.
Thanks, Nicole. More crime and justice news after this.
Now to Washington State, where Whitney Decker, the heartbroken mother of three young girls, has broken her silence after her daughter's tragic death. Peyton, 9, Evelyn, 8, and Olivia, 5, were allegedly suffocated by their father, Travis Decker, who remains at large. According to Whitney, she knew her daughters were in substantial danger when Travis failed to return them after a scheduled visit on Friday. She pleaded with police to issue an Amber Alert, but her requests were denied as the case did not meet the requirements. Tragically, the girls' bodies were discovered at a campsite 20 miles from their Washington State home on Monday. Their wrist had been bound with zip ties, and each child had been suffocated with a plastic bag. Travis Decker, an Afghanistan veteran, is now wanted on suspicions of their murder. He reportedly suffers from complex PTSD and other mental health issues. The father of three vanished into the woods and remains on the run, considered dangerous due to his military training and his propensity for violence. Through her attorney, Ariana Cozart, Whitney has spoken out alleging that this tragedy could have been completely avoided if officials had intervened. She says she begged the police to act, but her pleas fell on deaf ears. She also said that she stood in family court and begged for changes in the supervised visitations with her ex-husband, Travis. Authorities have shared the latest images of the wanted suspect, hoping the public can help locate the elusive Travis Decker. The U.S. Marshals Service has also offered a reward of up to $20,000 for any information leading to his arrest. This heartbreaking case has left a family shattered and a community in mourning. As the search for the fugitive father continues, Whitney Decker's anguished cries echo the painful reality that this tragedy may have been preventable.
Jeanette Warner, 50, lives with her senior Chihuahua, Scooby, in West Fargo, North Dakota. Jeanette's usually home, where she works remotely as a billing specialist. 2:30 p.m., she signs off her work computer and leaves with Scooby in her 2017 Nissan Rogue. The next day, she never logs on for work and doesn't answer calls from her daughter. The only thing missing from home? Jeanette's wallet and Scooby's dog bed. 1 month later, the owner of a gas station on St. Mary's Lake recalls a woman matching Jeanette's description asking for directions to Sweet Water Lake. Police searched three lakes in the area with boats, drones, and sonar, but no sign of Jeanette or her car or Scooby the dog. Jeanette Warner, now missing a year. Jeanette, 5'2", 100 pounds, blue eyes, blonde curly hair. If you have info on Jeanette Warner, please call West Fargo, North Dakota PD, 701-515-5500.
How could a beautiful young first grade teacher be stabbed 20 times, including in the back, allegedly die of suicide? Yes, that was the medical examiner's official ruling. After a closed-door meeting, he first named it a homicide. Why? What happened to Ellen Greenberg? A huge American miscarriage of justice. For an in-depth look at the facts, see What Happened to Ellen on Amazon. All proceeds to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.